Hello everyone, happy June 9th, happy 69 day, this is Ray Jean, and we don't have an episode for you this week, but you know, it's the high holiday, so I had to put something out. And also, I have a little bit of news, just a bit. So, starting July 1st, the podcast will be bi-weekly. I finally convinced my friend Tim. He's going to be a monthly guest and then a monthly rotating chair for double your podcasting listening pleasures. Popping my peas here. Anyways, to celebrate the occasion, here's a uncut track. This it has nothing to do with the 69th of anything. It's just a 10-minute conversation between me and Tim about the disappearance of Yuki Nagato. Nagano? Nagato? I say Nagano in the podcast. I think it's Nagato. Anyway, spoilers for that whole franchise coming up. And enjoy, I guess. It's a weird show. We're giving you a glimpse into it. Have fun. I'll talk to you on the 1st. Gonna be Game of Thrones. Fun time. Fun times. Bye.
69.
Do you want to talk about the disappearance of Yuki Nagano for a second?
If we're gonna talk about it, it might as well be on mic. I do want to talk about
that. What the hell was that?
I came around to it about halfway through, I gotta say. Because you have to understand, I appreciated how it was essentially a continuation of a bit. and I was really happy how they committed to it. Because it was like, they did make it slightly interesting by doing what they did. But like they stayed consistent, which is what I liked.
I'm just going to go out on a limb and say that show is way weirder than Haruhi ever was.
I know. That's why I was really impressed. I thought the joke was that it was going to be really boring and mundane, and then it ended up being like fully traditional anime, like in the way that you wouldn't expect, because it's just like, oh my god. Anyways, it did have a weird feeling. I wasn't really digging the character design. I didn't like how everyone was really chibi.
Oh no.
But I mean
that's an aspect I like, I think.
Yeah, well,
I also like how they had to make Keon a completely different character so that he's not insufferable.
Because it was like, he would not be appealing at all if he was supposed to. Like, there's a reason why Keon isn't the, you know, he's not like some romantic ideal in the original series. It's like, no, he's a jerk.
No, to have somebody who's into him, you have to completely change his character.
Or they have to be like a robot already.
Yeah, basically.
Well, that's why, like, the reason why I was really hesitant to watch it was because Yuki, because Glasses is my favorite.
Glasses.
My favorite character in that series by, like, a huge margin.
Was that before I watched the series, or?
it was before. It was, the exact moment was, like, when I watched Disappearance of Haruhi, the movie. I was like, oh my god.
Okay.
She's
she has character development.
She has character development, and like, but like, they still make her character really consistent. I don't know. Yeah. It's really good. I like it a lot. Anyways, that's why
best character. Yeah.
So when I was like, oh, there's a whole series based on this specific version of her, I was like, all right, I'm already in. And then when it was like, she was in like an accident, I had no spoilers to what was about to happen, and I was like, are you serious? Are they gonna do this? Like, because obviously the one thing I was missing, I was like, oh, I really do miss like the original Yuki from the series, and it's like they found a way to bring her into
life
the series.
Finds a way. Also, the romance subplot during that episode arc is insane.
It was so odd, but like, I, you know what, I like ate it up, even recognizing how so strange it was and how fucked up it was in other ways.
Like, what did I text you or Discord messaged you? Like, I love you, but only when you're You're like, in psychiatric shock.
You're like dissociating.
When you have dissociated identity disorder, I'm so into that.
But it's like, I did like how they were, I don't know, like it was a really, like there was a, there was a grain of wholesomeness in there somewhere where it was just like the idea of like, oh, like she's not broken or anything. She's just like a different person. And like there was like a good attitude somewhere, but it was still very odd.
Her last act on Earth is to just cuck herself. It's to steal her own boyfriend.
Yeah. I liked it. What was it? I think you said it was like a three-way of like your boyfriend and a different version of yourself and you.
Yeah.
Like, wow. No, that's,
it makes it convenient. Like if you're making out with your girlfriend and you say the wrong name, she won't know because exactly. It's her. Unless
Wait, did you're you... like... Did you say yeah. Nagato or did you say the other Nagato? I couldn't tell.
Like, unless you specify the one who likes books.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
At which point, like, that's a different conversation, I think. So I think you're still in the clear.
I liked how she was playing a PSP, and I had to look it up and confirm that she was indeed playing a Nintendo DS in the original manga.
Yeah, no, I'm
like there's that no too. Way that you, when you see a PSP in something and it's not a joke, like in Scott Pilgrim, there's always like there's a reason for it.
It's like in Evangelion when they're playing a Sega Saturn.
Oh,
it's like oh right, this was sponsored by Sega. That's the only reason someone would own a Saturn if they were literally sponsored by Sega.
Or like the only other reason would be like if you made something nowadays and it's like you want it to seem campy, so you have like a Sega Saturn instead of like anything else.
Oh yeah, you want to capture like that that hipster cred from the 80s.
Exactly. Oh, we were more of a Sega Dreamcast house
like,
person.
We had an Intellivision.
Yeah. Well, anyways, yeah.
What a show.
I liked it. I was really, like, thinking I was going to hate it, and then I ended up kind of liking it.
Like, at first you think, oh, the time traveler girl is going to be the main rival.
Right.
And then you think, oh, shit, Haruhi is going to be the main rival. And then you realize, oh, shit, your other self is the main rival.
Haruhi was really, it was really strange, like, her like, presence is really odd, because again, like, they had to completely change her character so yeah. She wasn't insufferable, and it's like...
She just disappears while Yuki is in psychiatric shock.
Oh, yeah, like, because it's just, like, there's too many variables, so they're just like, no, like, they're doing exams or something.
Shit, we gotta pare this down.
Yeah, pare down the cast to just the essentials. But yeah, I did like. I mean, I always liked the alternate timeline in the disappearance movie. So it's like they have to keep all those things consistent, and like Koizumi is in love with Haruhi, and they have to keep that. And that, also that whole thing is very odd.
He's like a put upon assistant.
He's like a vassal. Like he's got a very feudal relationship with her.
Oh, what a weird show.
A weird show. But you know what? I'm like... I'm now... I guess there is no more content. I think there's like another joke series. And I'm like, you know what? I think I've had enough of this.
I mean, the disappearance of Yuki Nagano goes on.
Yeah, yeah. Like the... I was reading the TV tropes. The TV tropes.
Yeah, the comic book goes on for like another 50 chapters or something.
I was watching a YouTube documentary that was like giving reasons why it's not out of the question that there would be like more animation, like another season made. And it's like, what? Really? Because like the manga's just continued like
I mean,
on its merry way.
When did that come out? Because season two of Haruhi.
2006.
Season two of Haruhi was 3 years later.
Yeah. I think it was 2000. Like. Six or so, it was like the mid 2000s.
Really? Okay.
Oh, I watched a really good on that note, I watched a really great YouTube video about Endless Eight.
Yeah.
Which had a lot of shit that I didn't actually know about it.
Any choice bits?
I think like it was mainly just the most interesting part of it was basically capturing forum posts from each episode and like plotting out the kind of general temperature of the fandom. And it was like, oh my God. Like, it was just, I forget, because I think I watched the whole arc in about two different sessions. And I forget that it's like, oh yeah, that was 2 months.
It seems like a very different experience watching it on TV. Yeah.
But yeah, it was interesting because there was a bunch of like development hell stuff, which is what led to it, because I think like the idea was that disappearance was going to be an arc in the show, and then things got messed up. So they were like, well, we have all this. We basically have 8 episodes of content that we could do here.
Yeah. Speaking of disappearance.
I think it was.
Speaking of disappearance. You watch any Christmas stuff?
No.
Really? Nothing? not like a Rudolph?
No, actually. I don't think we've watched any. We've basically watched, like, in the last week, I've watched probably 7 or 8 hours of the Netflix Fireplace. Okay. That's probably the...
No Christmas classics like Eyes Wide Shut or... Gremlins
2.
Yeah, specifically 2.
We are going to... For whatever reason, my sister and I have considered The Lighthouse to be a Christmas movie. We've decreed it. So we have plans to watch that in the next few days.
Let me know how it is.
We see there's, you know, people have their like, you know, non-standard Christmas movies like Die Hard. And we're like, no. They're so non-standard that they have actually nothing to do with Christmas.
Beautiful.
Whatsoever.
I love it.
But we just like Emily and I just watch Inglourious Basterds in December for some reason. So we just think it's a Christmas movie. Like, it's not even
that might as well be a Christmas movie.
It's very violent.
They're in Italy for the most of it, aren't they?
They're in France.
France?
Yeah, they speak French a lot.
Damn. What's the difference, am I right?
They're all Romans.
They're all Latin folks.
Well, did you have an idea for a cold open, or should we...
I guess we should just get talking to the actual thing, huh?
Okay.
All right, hold up. I'm going to drink a beer. I'm going to sip.
The sip will be the marker.
Nom, nom, nom. All right.